come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
This Monday, December 19th, 2022, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride, and it is moving quickly. Perhaps you have noticed as well. It is moving fast. In fact, we're doing the Christmas countdown, and at the moment, we have 6 days until Christmas. Yesterday was a week. It's next Sunday, obviously. But it's actually less than that, isn't it? It's 5 days, 14 hours, 56 minutes and change. And New Year's is less than 2 weeks away. It's 13 days away, or 12 days, 14 hours, and 56 minutes. 56 minutes and change. So, we're moving right along. And an interesting year. It's just to step back for a moment and make an observation. I think the PTSD and kind of the, I don't know, the shell shock of the COVID shenanigans really is still lingering. I think most people are still suffering from a post-traumatic stress caused, in this case, in large part by all of the COVID shenanigans. And we kind of... Last week was interesting. We went in a biblical direction, and in, I would say, an increasingly biblical direction. And, you know, we might pursue some of that further. But, you know, part of that was a result of points that were made and questions that were asked along the way. It was, I think there was an element of it that was cathartic, at least for this broadcast. And maybe a little bit of housekeeping. What began as an examination of the Chosen television series unexpectedly developed into, or gave rise to, you know, several other things. There was Tom's question, what is the law of Moses? And, you know, Dave in Texas, the question of the authorship or legitimacy of and canonicity of the Apostle Paul. On Friday, there was kind of a closer look at John MacArthur. Maybe we'll play some things. You know, speaking of, you know, John MacArthur is an interesting case. You know, and that was based on Mike's call on Friday. Anyway, all of which is to say, I believe that we sort of crossed a threshold of tipping some sacred cows while maintaining decorum, civility, and respect for one another, I think, and people in general, which is quite contrary to the spirit at work in the Western world today. And, you know, I think we see that represented in so many things. And again, the COVID shenanigans, I think it keeps people sort of upset and off kilter, not really, you know, very uncertain. It's a very, I think a lot of people were surprised to realize that things could become that crazy that quickly. And it reminds me of kind of a shaking out. You know, the Bible talks about shaking what can be shaken in a few places. And I think a number of people were deeply shaken by what happened as we went through the COVID shenanigans for the about 2 years or so that we were really in the throes of a very despotic and tyrannical sort of influence. And I think people know that that's not gone. So that's sort of lurking in the back of people's minds who, and I'm talking about the people who didn't really understand these kinds of things. I mean, you and I, anybody that listens to this network, this, you know, what happened is not a surprise. We saw it coming a mile away, obviously, you know, coming out of September 11, 2001, knowing that obviously that didn't add up. But that it was obviously a justification for bad things immediately. And seeing that some of those were, you know, not just the invasion of Afghanistan and Iraq and the seven countries in 5 years, as Wes Clark put it, that were pre-planned for decades. You know, there's a four-star general on record telling us so. And so, you know, not just those kinds of things, but obviously, you know, in 2005, you know, we start getting all these meetings. There's the FBI Thrax stuff and all that kind of nonsense. And then in 2005, we get the National Pandemic Response Plan. And then 2006, we get all of the statewide plans. And you can see it coming, obviously. And that was the groundwork that was laid for what we saw in the COVID era. And it's not over yet. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious we're headed towards something very much like what David Crowley was depicting in Gray State. And so, you know, those people that didn't know that, that didn't see that, for what it was, suddenly shocked into reality, sort of the cognitive dissonance drops away immediately, and you realize there's something terribly wrong going on here. So I think, you know, generally speaking, we're all suffering still from a form of PTSD, and so, you know, I think part of the biblical exploration has been I don't know, kind of in response to that sort of searching that people are doing within themselves. And so I just think that's interesting. Speaking of things that can be shaken and things that can't, Hebrews 12:25 through 29, see that ye refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as if things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken remain. Those things that cannot be shaken remain. Wherefore we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. I mentioned last week that I inadvertently deleted some stuff. You ever do that? When it's operator error, it's the worst. Oh man, that's ultimate insult to injury. And God has a wonderful sense of humor. I spent 2.5 days looking for files, and you know, only to remember that I had been sort of experimenting with some things, and I had copied everything that I had deleted previously, but I only realized it after the fact, and I think that's God's sense of humor. But that kind of thing, you know, speaking of these things, you know, shaking what can be shaken and those things which cannot be shaken, that remain, it reminds me of those arresting moments in life. Like when you lose stuff, especially when you delete stuff, you know, those kinds of things. There are little examples. I think that serves as a sort of microcosmic metaphor. It reminds me of the judgment seat of Christ and how we think, you know, we just go along and we think what we think, and it's sort of like the kids on the carousel, you know, at the park, and the music's playing and you're not really paying attention. Everybody's on the carousel. This is what we do. Music's loud and we're spinning, and then all of a sudden, you know, maybe the music stops and things change. The moment of truth. So, you know, deleting things is like that to me. You think it's a very, like I said, it's a very arresting moment where suddenly you're reevaluating, you know, your whole life flashes before you, and very peculiar thing. So, you know, I think what has happened in recent years is very similar to that. And I think people are still very shaken, generally speaking. Not something that people talk about. I don't know. Maybe some people talk about it to their therapist. There shouldn't be therapists, by the way. People need to go read up on perhaps why Sigmund Freud would say that they don't realize we're bringing them the plague. Maybe we should all be aware of that. But I don't think people are talking about it. But there's sort of a latent hostility and tension that still fills the air. And I think it's thick. I think you can cut it with a knife. Most people recognize it in some kind of sense, but don't consciously acknowledge it. So it's a very peculiar kind of moment. Maybe it's just me. I think, you know, speaking of things that are made that can be shaken, you know, I think people are feeling vulnerable. What if that could happen? And we've all heard some things said. You know, Klaus Schwab has not been bashful about the intentions of he and his pals. And, you know, Yuval Noah Harari, as a further mouthpiece, has not been shy about saying the craziest things. I mean, we have the eugenicists right here in our midst, the worst of World War II. And we played the clip last week of Spencer Smith saying this, basically the spirit of World War II is operating and at work in shows like The Chosen. And I completely agree. As I said last week, I couldn't agree more with those sentiments that he shared. People don't realize it. And so is that, you know, a biblically authentic Jesus that's being portrayed? Absolutely not. So anyway, here we are, and it's an interesting moment. The myths and lies of Santa Claus is certainly a concern. We talked about that on Friday. But I would suggest, and I would argue, that the fact that it's generally widely accepted as a known lie is of far less concern than those lies which persist and remain largely unacknowledged as such. In fact, which are, I would say, predominantly endorsed, sort of writ large. Lies folks, like the U.S. military-industrial complex is a wholesome and righteous endeavor. serving we the people and working in the best interests of all mankind? Or, you know, how about formal education is freedom? The greater the education, the greater the freedom. That's a joke. All religions lead to salvation in heaven? Uh-oh. Speaking of sacred cow tipping. You know, and then we drift into the ecumenical discussion. I think we're headed into a break. I don't hear
with
it.
Knowledge,
so.
Their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
So, you know, I think all of this insanity, you know, and the arresting moment has also brought to light the reality of the cognitive dissonance. But again, I don't think that most people realize that's what it is. And so we're bumping along and then all of a sudden, urch, and we're stopped in our tracks by, you know, the COVID shenanigans, for example. And now, after everyone's been shaken up by what happened, people are trying to, I think, get back to some semblance of normalcy, you know, but one can't help but think of the MIT article, among others, "We're not going back to normal." How did they know? That was one day after the New York Times article that was based on Neil Ferguson's bogus modeling, Gideon Litchfield's March 17, 2020 MIT Technology Review article, "We're not going back to normal. Social distancing is here to stay for much more than a few weeks. It will upend our way of life in some ways forever." How can you make a statement like that immediately? Social distancing is anything but. That's an oxymoron. It's antisocial. And it doesn't make any sense. Been proven, you know. There's nothing scientific about 6 feet, and that's a whole different discussion. Anyway, seeing this kind of stuff, you know, and trying to get back to a sense of normalcy, but feeling, I think, inside, you know, most people, something along the lines of Gideon Litchfield's article. You know, one gets a sense of the reality of what Aldous Huxley was talking about by means of ever more effective methods of mind manipulation. The democracies will change their nature. The quaint old forms, elections, parliaments, supreme courts, and all the rest will remain. The form remains, but what about the substance? The underlying substance will be a new kind of totalitarianism. All the traditional names, all the hallowed slogans will remain exactly what they were in the good old days. Democracy and freedom will be the theme of every broadcast and editorial. Meanwhile, the ruling oligarchy and its highly trained elite of soldiers, policemen, thought manipulators, and mind manipulators will quietly run the show as they see fit. But it's really not how they, it's not as they see fit. There is, you know, there is a shiny, flashy poobah that sits atop that operation as well. There is a central planner. There is a central plan in all of that central planning. So anyway, it's just interesting to see that kind of cognitive dissonance, that kind of conflict in a person, you know, when it manifests itself externally, is very disruptive. And, you know, you see it in the strangest ways. Remember the episodes of people on the beach just freaking out, you know, at one another because of this buildup, and the, you know, the same kind of stuff that was brought to light in the MK Ultra documentation. You know, this is a way to get people to do that. They behave in strange and seemingly aberrant sorts of ways because of the pressure. And it's the, what's the word? I can't remember the word offhand. The inconsistency, for lack of a better word, of the disruptions, you know, the learned helplessness kind of thing. If the shocking of the dogs was inconsistent, didn't seem to fit any kind of schedule or anything like that, and was frequent, well, it has an effect. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Emmanuel and ransom captive Israel.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead, and when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Speaking of strange and anomalous things, yeah, I mentioned a few weeks ago that YouTube deleted a playlist I had created. Not videos, just a playlist, a collection of other people's videos titled Political Zionism versus Political Islam. I still have not circled back around to address that. But then I noticed this morning that YouTube had deleted a Christmas carols playlist that I created, just Christmas carols. The entire playlist. No, this playlist does not exist. Really? Why? So, you know, It's strange. Speaking of all of this stuff, you know, I don't know if any of this is making sense, but I think you can see it in, for example, some of the things that we see in the RBN headlines. For example, you know, this article titled "Watch Dem Rep Says Term Pedophile Is Discriminatory," and so you see, as the post says, this is from Zero Hedge during the hearing before the House Oversight and Reform Committee. California Representative Katie Porter asserted that the phrase "groomer" is a lie used to maliciously discriminate against LGBTQ plus people and make them appear to be a threat. It's so strange what is happening. This is a very disorienting moment, you know, and that kind of, it's just interesting how much sort of latent hostility is in the air, and it's a difficult moment, you know. Attacking one another is not going to make things better. The old, you know, the proverbial response of fighting fire with fire will only result in scorched earth. But then that's what's intended. That's the whole clash of civilization deal. That's how you burn things down and get rid of a bunch of people. That's how the revolution is introduced. So it's challenging, but you want to respond and say, now, hold on a second. Wrong is wrong. What do you mean by that? Well, I don't know that I need to say anything. Wrong is wrong. But again, you know, I go back to what I said about Proverbs 11 and Philippians 1:28. Proverbs 11:11. By the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. And similarly, at least in my mind, Philippians 1:28 in the NASB 95 reads, "In no way alarmed by your opponents," which is a sign of destruction for them, but of salvation for you, and that too from God. So, just to, you know, speaking of things that can be shaken, not to be shaken. There's a certain, you know, not to condone bad things. That's not what I'm talking about. But there's a certain aspect of what's happening that is to be expected. I would argue in a variety of ways, or from a, you know, a variety of different points of view, whether it's just a biblically literate view. You know, you see this coming in you know, books like Ezekiel and Daniel, and certainly Revelation, obviously, and others, 2 Thessalonians, and on the list goes. But you know, or just knowing that the, you know, the world does not operate on an accidental model of history. People plan things, and those plans are executed, even though it happens at glacial speed and in a plausibly or seemingly plausibly deniable sort of fashion. It doesn't change the fact that plans are made. You see the curtain peeled back on the wizard from time to time. Aaron Russo tells Alex Jones, yeah, I had a conversation with Nick Rockefeller, and he was saying, you know, we're going to be looking for guys in caves, and it's going to be crazy, and you'll, you know, and he said, and then all of a sudden it dawned on me. I remembered that conversation years before. But, you know, most of us are not privy to those conversations let alone the details of those conversations. And so don't put two and two together and realize, oh, yeah, this was planned. But there's enough evidence of that floating around still. So again, speaking of the cognitive dissonance or the schizophrenia, to be more accurate, it's ironic that there's so much evidence out in plain sight. And, you know, not to mention the fact that why is history repeating itself? Why is the worst of history repeating itself? Why aren't we learning lessons? But we're supposed to believe it's all accidental. Funny that. All right, let's go to the phones real quick and grab Chris in Virginia. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, sir. Yeah, stuff you're talking about is very interesting. So the reason I'm calling, and I'm glad I'm kind of in the same subject, I'm not segueing away, but basically, I'm a big Steve Bannon fan, and this thing with Trump and Mar-a-Lago doing this gay pride, whatever he did, and then Carrie Lake was there. I'm sorry, man. This guy gets up there, and he's this big Catholic, and he's having all these, you know, cardinals and bishops and getting all involved in the religious aspect of things and touting himself as a devout Catholic, which is fine. He needs to call out Trump. So, like you say, this is battle between good and evil. And every little subtle nuance, we have to stick to the truth. And I'm sorry, Carrie Lake, that's a disappointment that she was there. I mean, this is a capitulation to evil. I mean, it's not, oh, let's just have this big thing and we're all, everybody's happy, feely, happy-go-lucky, and gay people are acceptable too. Man, I had gay marriage a long time ago. It's never been an issue. So the fact that he's doing that, he's just capitulating, just like you would to BLM and all that. What are your thoughts on that? Because I'm pretty much done with Bannon at this point.
I think there's a reason that we still have Steve Bannon and we don't have Tucker or we don't have Andrew Breitbart. And there's a reason, you know, Mike called on Friday and said, I can't believe you're playing John MacArthur. I have mixed feelings about John MacArthur, and I'm not denying the controversy by any means, but there are a couple of things, you know, maybe we'll play. There's something, you know, I mentioned last week the church growth movement specifically. So Mike called. I talked a little bit. Lark called at the end of the broadcast or, you know, later in the broadcast, I should say. And then we talked for quite some time after that about some of those things. And, you know, in my research on John MacArthur, it just doesn't entirely stick. It seems like there's more going on there than meets the eye. Anyway, this is different, but I think there are some similarities. And so I think, you know, it's interesting. Andrew Breitbart dies unexpectedly at the age of 43. It's been 10 years now, 10 plus, 10 and a half years. But we still have Steve Bannon and we still have Tucker Carlson. And, you know, in his CPAC, 2012 CPAC address, Andrew Breitbart said, thank you, Tucker. You know, Bill Ayers gave that infamous talk after Andrew Breitbart died and basically said good riddance, kind of like Hillary Clinton, you know, we came, we saw.
He died.
Kind of deal. And very, very just, I can't even believe that somebody would do that. But didn't say the same kinds of things about Tucker Carlson, who was responsible for Andrew Breitbart being there and having the ability to do what he did. So, you know, the animosity that you're expressing and the you know, sort of everything that goes along with that, I don't think any of it's by accident. We have pot stirrers left in our midst, and you know, to get
people.
Well, we
have the truth.
Yeah, to get people acting crazy, basically, and to and vicious, and a very, you know, kind of an emotionally charged sort of way. That's exactly, you know, to me, it's all part of the plan. That's the cycle, you know, that Hayek wrote about in The Road to Serfdom. You foment the conflict and then you put a lid on it. Terminate the revolution by a coercive spiritual impulse, as Hayek put it in The Road to Serfdom.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I'm just going to stay down here on the low level of an ant and just read my Bible.
Yeah, but it's...
I appreciate it.
Isn't it interesting how it, you know, it's that adhesive kind of thing. It attaches itself to all of us. It's, and when you think about it, you know, the situation that you're talking about, does that really affect all of us? Does it actually affect any of us? I mean, when I understand there is the ideological current. And it has an impact on the prevailing ethos or the zeitgeist. I'm not denying that. But, you know, setting that aside, does it directly affect each one of us or any of us, really? I think there's
really a
case to be made that it doesn't. But why does it attach itself to each of us and get us to, you know, why does it get us so emotionally stirred up? Why does it provoke us so much? It's really interesting how it works.
Well, because we hope Trump's not going to do that, that he's going to stay ideologically on course. And he's caving. He's caved. He's done cave a long time ago. We all know that. But for Carrie Lake, come on. Did you not think about the optics of that? I mean, anyway, I think I've made my point, sir.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's all I had, Chris.
It's interesting. Yeah, I think we need to get a hold of ourselves, and grace and mercy are definitely in order.
You know what's great too? What's great, and it's a real, what's great too, and it's a real thing in my opinion, is the ability for people to sniff out what's truth and what's lie.
Yeah.
Discernment. Isn't that fascinating?
Well, that's part of, you know, we played a clip a while back, and I don't remember exactly when it was, Chuck Missler talking about what he used to call hermeneutical hygiene. Jesus said in places like Matthew 24, see to it that you be not deceived. And how do you do that? So Chuck Missler would talk about that from time to time and say, you know, it's what I call hermeneutical hygiene. So
I think it's you obey God, and then you get the discernment that he provides, whatever that is. So,
yeah.
Well, I'll let you go, Chris. Thank you, sir.
You bet.
God bless and Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Chris. Much appreciated. God bless and Merry Christmas to you, too. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting question and point. How do you know? People say, how am I supposed to know the will of God? You put on the mind of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Jesus himself said in John 8, verses 31 and 32, it says, so Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you will be you are truly disciples of mine. This is NASB 95. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So there's that, as they say. And then also, you know, put together something like Romans 12. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. You know, and again, in a Freudian world, we do not realize that it's really pretty simple. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know, natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness to him. Cannot understand them because they're spiritually appraised. But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Stick around, I'll be right back.
Exile here until the Son of the Lord appear. Rejoice, rejoice in my.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Captive Israel, that one.
final segment of the first hour already. This is one of those broadcasts where I feel like being cryptic. I'm not trying to be, but you know, I'm trying to address the spirit of the age that we live in, the zeitgeist of the day, so to speak. And so, you know, again, what would happen? I'm not saying that we should ignore bad things by any stretch of the imagination. Not at all. But again, Proverbs 11:11, by the blessing of the upright, the city is exalted. And conversely, but it is overthrown by the mouth of the wicked. Where is the blessing of the upright? It happens. It is not televised, obviously. But, you know, is it happening? There are folks who do. I have a dear friend who, of whom I have spoken, but, you know, he talks about his mom from time to time, you know, and she's charismatic and this and that and whatever, but man, she's a prayer warrior. She's always praying. And, you know, so every once in a while, he's a little kind of, you know, maybe a little condescending or whatever, and I say, we all should be more like your mom. We need more people like your mom. And, you know, maybe she is a bit naive, and maybe she's taken in by this or that once in a while, but she errs on the side of grace and mercy. And it's hard to imagine you can go wrong doing that. You know, the generation before her, her parents were folks who just didn't get caught up in all this kind of stuff. You wouldn't see them, you know, getting caught up in these kinds of things. If something was happening in their neighborhood, sure, of course, they're going to show up and make sure that they stand for what's right and put a stop to what's wrong. But, you know, as far as the allegations and so forth here and there, they didn't generally get too stirred up about that. Hopefully that makes sense. Stick around. Second hour coming up. We'll be right back. And ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop and lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop and lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.